What has two red eyes and could be swarming to a tree near you? This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple. They're almost here. Brood 5 cicadas are about to make an appearance in southwestern Pennsylvania. Actually, the insects are already here, no more than a foot below the ground. Immature nymphs are waiting for just the right time to come up to the surface and mate. They've been sucking on tree roots and growing for 17 years. Right now, they're crawling up and down tunnels they've made in the dirt.
So it sounds like you're just knocking on wood, essentially, a little is what they make.
That's Kelly Hoagland, a PhD candidate from the University of Missouri. He wants to know if the cicadas are using these sounds, vibrations, as cues for deciding when to push up from the ground. He's inserted accelerometers, essentially little microphones, into a small patch of woodland in Washington County and is listening closely. The emergence of cicadas has mostly been predicted by the warming temperature of the soil. But Hoagland thinks there's some social behavior going on too, because it's so critical that the cicadas come out together.
If a male comes out too late, all the females have been mated with. If they come out too early, there aren't any cicadas around to be eaten instead of them, so they're less likely to survive.
Cicadas are prime food for raccoons and lots of other animals, emerging by the tens of thousands in this little research field and by the billions in the region, ensures that some will go on to create the next generation, starting the 17-year cycle all over again. Hoagland says most of the cicadas are likely to start popping up within days. And in a week or so, the sounds they make will be easier to hear and hard to ignore. A handful of Pittsburgh-area classrooms are studying a different kind of ecosystem, using 20-gallon fish tanks. They're not housing class pets. They're aquaponic systems, dedicated to raising fish and plants, and a new generation of scientists. Margaret J. Krause has more.
Until a couple of weeks ago, the only species available for observation at Propel Andrew Street High School in Munhall, near Pittsburgh, was the typical American teenager. Jaden Scapletto points out some new arrivals.
So we have our tank on the bottom with a few fish, and then we have a pump that pumps water through the top, which has pods of these rock thingies that have plants inside of them.
Those rock thingies contain what will eventually be spinach, set in a tray above the tank. The plants feed on the goldfish waste being pumped up from a pair cruising down below.
We use fish as a tool to engage our students in science, technology, engineering, and math.
That's Quincy Kofi Swatson. He founded Pittsburgh nonprofit The Door Campaign.
I want to enforce the idea that they are scientists, that they are great, that they are intelligent, and if they want to pursue a career in science, technology, engineering, and math, it's not that far from them.
For China Hickman Hill, aquaponics made her think about how things work.
It's kind of cool to see how things happen and why it happens, so it kind of helps you with life more. I feel like I can make a cause and a change effect just because I know what's happening in it.
The class is in the first of a 3-year pilot program. And like the aquaponic systems themselves, Swatson says, the curriculum can only prove itself over time.
We want to plant seeds now. We can't harvest it the next day. We have to wait. We have to invest.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Margaret J. Krause.
And with the Allegheny Front Environment Update, I'm Kara Holsapple.